Proclamation number 4386 of 25th of July, 1948. Power of the word before the end. Need. Drink from the source of life, refresh yourselves with the bread of heaven and thus receive the strength from me which you will urgently need in the coming time. For it is a great action with which I initiate the last phase on this earth. It is something so powerful that you must be full of resilience if you want to remain in control of the situation. I have set the time since eternity. It is fulfilled. Humanity has reached the spiritual low which causes the end of this earth, and therefore I prepare you to experience this end in a state of soul which corresponds to my will and ensures your entry into the kingdom of light. I want to protect the few people who strive towards me from spiritual decline. I don't want them to succumb to the hardship of the time, that they doubt me and completely lose their faith due to the great adversity if they have no explanation for it. For no human being would be blessed if I did not want to stay in contact with them through my word and impart to them the knowledge about what is about to happen. For unbelief is far greater, and despite my enlightening word it is already difficult for the believers to stand firm in the coming time. Yet my word will give you strength at all times. You will constantly find the support in my word which gives you stability when adversity weighs heavily upon you. My word will be spiritual nourishment for you, and through my word you will also know that you will be helped in every earthly and spiritual adversity. And I want to keep you in this confidence until the end. Whatever may come, it will all pass quickly. It will be a time full of excitement that you will no longer have an earthly estimate of time, and if you only ever keep to my word and constantly draw strength from it, the end time will not cause you any spiritual damage but you will mature and with increasing maturity of soul fill the earthly adversity less and less until the end is there, which will bring you earthly and spiritual salvation. I only ever admonish you to maintain the connection with me if you don't want to become weak. For all strength emanates from me. In me you will find a faithful helper, a support who cannot abandon you, to whom you can entrust yourselves without hesitation and who alone can reduce and avert your adversity and also does so if you faithfully appeal to him for it. And as soon as you let me speak to you, as soon as you listen to my voice within you receive my word in another way, you will be filled with strength and feel my presence, for I myself am with you in the word, and where I am every adversity will be bearable. But I will remain with you until the end, as I have promised you. Amen.